This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Gorlot. Joshua Landis, let's do a Syria update because big news this week. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad traveled to Russia. This is the first time that he's left the country since the civil war began in 2011. He went to meet with President Vladimir Putin to coordinate military action in Syria, which, of course, Russia is now playing a significant role in that conflict. But this is what are the consequences of this? This is a significant move on the part of President Assad and of course, Russia's involvement there.
It is a significant thing, and it's not just about PR. Russia is trying to bring Assad out of isolation. They need to get him back on the stage, the world stage, and get the world to take him seriously. The United States has said he's got to go. All the European countries said he had to go. And Russia, now that it's moved its military force into Syria, it's pounding the rebels, is trying to find a permanent place for the Syrian regime, and that's going to be a very hard sell with the West. But that's what they're trying to do, is get Assad back onto the stage with some legitimacy.
So trying to rehabilitate him in some way. I mean, is that really going to be possible?
Well, you know, you think this is a big Russian machine. Everybody's been impressed with their new power. But the United States is playing a very coy game. They don't like Russia there. On the other hand, they don't know what to do because their own policies have sort of ground to a halt. And I think, you know, listening to Kerry and listening to the president, they think Syria is going to be a swamp for Russia. It's going to get stuck. So Russia thinks it's going to reconquer the whole country, probably won't be able to. And perhaps in a year, as they get sucked into that swamp, they're going to come back on bended knee and look for a deal. And I think that's where both Kerry and the president are waiting till the time is right. And perhaps the Russians can be helpful in delivering Assad and creating some movement towards a political solution for this.
So Russia, let me get this straight. Russia's trying to broker a deal between Assad and the West by engaging in military action and coordinating military activity in Syria. I mean,
true.
I mean Russia's getting something out of it too, right? I mean, it's not just trying to broker a deal between Assad and
Assad
the West.
Was getting weaker and weaker, and the West's policy was Assad will get weak enough to some point that he'll just offer any kind of compromise. The Russians don't want him to collapse. They want a foothold. So they've gone in saying, this is our client. You can't do this. We're going to be his sponsor. So they're pounding the rebels, weakening them up, and thinking they're going to get a better deal. And that's the question, is we're watching the balance of power going back and forth in Syria, and the increased Russian presence is causing more refugees to come out.
Now, a couple of weeks ago when I was in Istanbul, I spoke with Ferhat Demir about what we were seeing in Istanbul. Last week in Izmir, I didn't get a chance to talk about the refugee situation there because of the bombing that had happened in Turkey.
City.
But it's a coastal city, and that's where all of the refugees are heading, to the coast, of course, to try to board rafts and boats to try to make their way to Europe. And so it's definitely, I reported that we saw a huge presence in Istanbul. You can't miss it. You can definitely see it in Izmir, too. It's a little more hidden during the day. At night, you see people starting to gather, interestingly, just along roadways and in the medians of roadways. They're gathering. You know what they're doing. They've got their black bags filled with belongings, mainly things like waterproof phones. There's been this whole market that's cropped up in Izmir. It was very interesting. Sony phones, because they're waterproof, have really experienced a huge growth in sales there. And life jackets. We've reported on that before, that life jackets have really are much more visible in Izmir. But sadly, things like fake life jackets are being sold. I learned that while I was there. I mean, they're women, children, kids, you know, that are wearing fake life jackets when they get on boats to make their way to Europe. So it's a very troubling situation. You can definitely feel the tension. That combined with, of course, the protests that were going on in Turkey after the bombing in Ankara, the Turks really seemed at a loss of kind of what to do. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Joshua, for being here.
Pleasure.
And giving us your insight as always.